Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and this week we will be doing two Mishnayos from the so-called sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos. We will be doing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, which again, as we discussed previously, are actually brisos from another source that were appended to Pirkei Avos. So chapter 6, Mishnah 3, in quotes, says, Halomin mechavero perek echad, o halacha achas, o pasik echad, o dibor echad, o filu os achas, tzarech linhagbo kavod. If someone learns from his fellow a single chapter, a single law, a single verse, a single word, or even a single letter of Torah, he has to treat him with respect. Shekein matzinu b'David melech Yisrael, because this is what we find with David, king of Israel. Shelo lamad me'achitofel ela shnei devarim belvad. He only learned two things from Achitofel. Kuro rabo, alufo, umiuduo. He called him his teacher. He called him his guide. He called him his beloved. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nunhe, chapter 55. V'ata enosh ke'erki alufi umiodui. It says that you, a man my equal, are my guide and my dear friend. V'halo devarim kal v'chomer, and this is an easy-to-see argument. Uma David melech Yisrael, shelo laman me'achitofe ala shnei devarim belvad, kar rabo alufo umiuduo. If David, who only learned two things from Achitofel, called him his teacher, his guide, his friend, Halomein mechavero perek echad o halacha achas o pasak echad o dibor echad o afilu os achas alachas kama v'kamash shetzerach linhug bo kavod. How much more so someone who learns from his fellow a chapter, a law, a verse, a word, or a letter has to treat him with respect. Ve'en kavod ela Torah, and respect, honor, only means Torah, shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk from the third chapter of Mishle, kavod chachamim yinchalu. It's honor that the sages inherit. And then it gives us another pasuk from Mishle, from Perech Chaf Ches. U'tmimim yanchalu tov. And the perfect will inherit good. Ve'ein tov ela Torah. And good only means Torah. Shenemar, and it quotes one more pasuk from Mishle, from chapter 4, Perek Dalet. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, torasi al tazovu. I give you good instruction, my Torah, do not forsake it. For this Mishnah, Brisa, let us look in the parish of Yachin. Halomen mechavero perach echad, someone who learns one chapter from his friend. Sheyeshbo kama halachos, and one chapter has many halachos in it. O halacha achas, or one halacha. Sheyeshbo kama diborim, which has many words in it. Afilo os achas, even one letter. Shebe Mishnah o b'mikra, and this is one letter in the Mishnah or in Tanakh, in the written Torah. Kagon vov musuf al inyan rishon, besula besulos ha besulos, ukadome. So this is discussing a superfluous vav, which is a topic of conversation in Ksubas on Daf Chav Tes Amud Bey. So he's given an example of teaching someone a letter. Shekein matzinu, because we find by David, maisi raya shalo tamar dezeh davka bekatan shalome midgadol. It brings an example to prove that this isn't only when a lesser person learns from a greater person. Lahachi kamar shekein matzinu v'chule. And this is why it brings an example from David rather than from an average person. B'David melech Yisrael, David king of Israel, b'David melech Yisrael, alav ha-shalom, haya gadol b'Torah, u'mufle shebe Sanhedrin. Because King David, he was great in Torah, and he was exceptional in the Sanhedrin. Tahari halacha kamoso b'chol makom, because the halacha follows his opinion in every matter. Kamosha kasvu chazal, mirichsiv bo, v'hashem imo. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, tells us that this is the meaning of where it says that God was with him. V'afilu hachi karal Achitofel rabo. And nevertheless, he called Achitofel his teacher. Imken afilu gadol shalomei mikatan chiyuv gamor, v'lo chasidus hu shiyakrenu rabo. So we see that when it comes to a great person, it's an obligation, a complete obligation, to call someone your teacher. It's not just a matter of piety. Dim lo kein, lo hayu rishoy, David HaMelech lasos kein. Da aser lo limchol al kvodo. Because if this were not an obligation, King David would not have been able to call Achitofel his teacher, because a king is not permitted to forego his honor. So he couldn't do it voluntarily, only if it was an obligation. Shelo lamad me'achitofel ela shnei dvarim belvad. He only learned two things from Achitofel. Shelo lilmod yachidi v'shelo likanes lebeis hamidrash bekoma zakufa. That one should not learn alone and one should not enter the study hall in an erect posture. V'yata enosh ke'erchi alufi umyudai. V'halodvarim kal v'chomer umad David melech Yisrael shalolamen me'achitofel el shnei dvarim belvad. So it's talking about the part where David says about a person who's equal to him, that he's his teacher and his guide. So it says, the ke'erchi mashma de shavelo. So the word ke'erchi suggests that they are equal to one another, that they were on the same level of learning. V'yakakach kara alufo, and after that he calls him his guide. Eleim kein shalolamad mimenu rak dvarim me'atim. And it's only that he learned some minor things for him. Ulafikach hayu neusim lo beis hakinuyim ha'elu. And that's why these two nicknames of being a guide and a dear friend are appropriate to him. Kuro rabo olufo umyudo de'alufe rotzei lomar rabbi va'adoni. The meaning of calling him a guide is my teacher and my master. V'ein kavod ela Torah. Honor, respect only means Torah. This means to say that a person only deserves respect for the Torah that he has learned. Because the honor that you give a person because of his wealth or because of his looks, that depends on some matter. And it really says nothing about the person. It's really only talking about the thing. Of al kavod shiyasu la adam bishvil toraso hayiru'uyo lo ba'atzmo. But the kavod that you give a person because of his Torah study, that's honor that he's really earned. The hari kashura b'nafsho kelahav b'psila, because it's as intertwined with his soul as a flame is with a wick. Utmimim yimchalu tov, and the perfected ones will inherit good. Zeh seifa mipasuk acher, this is the end of a different verse. V'hachihu reisha d'hachkra basra. And this is the beginning of that latter pasuk. Mashki yisharem b'derech ra, one who misleads the upright in an evil way. B'shchuso hu yipol, he will fall into his own pit. U'tamimim yinchalu tov, and the perfected ones, they will inherit goodness. Rotza lomar, yomadu marer vaseihem ha'torah, shenikra tov. This means to say that they will learn from their teacher's Torah, which is called goodness. V'kevan shezaku merabaseihem davar she'osa lahem kavod. And since they merited from their teachers something which earns them respect, kidemukach mikra kama kavod chakami mimchalu, as was the point of the earlier pasuk, that the sages inherit honor. V'gam zaku ayadan v'yoser tov sheba olam. Then they merit through them to bring about the goodness in the world. Kedemuchach mikra basra, as we see from the latter verse. V'hachitzrichim gamkein l'nhog kavod b'malamdehem. So therefore, they have to also respect their teachers. That's Mishnah/Braisa Gimel. Let's move on to Mishnah/Braisa 4. Kachi darka shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melach tochal, you will eat bread and salt. Umayim bimsura tishte, and you will drink water that has been rationed. V'yal ha'aretz tishan, and you'll sleep on the ground. V'chayei tsar tiyeh, and you'll have a life of difficult straits. Ubatara ata amel, and you will labor in Torah. Im ata osakein, and if you do this, it quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, kuf chaf ches, ashrecha v'tov lach, you will be happy and it will be good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, you'll be happy in this world, v'tov lach l'olam haba, and it will be good for you in the next world. What is this Mishnah/Braisa saying? Let's look in the parish of Rashi on it. Pas b'melach tochal, you will eat bread with salt. That doesn't sound particularly appetizing. Lo al ha'ashir hu omer shiyamod b'chayi tzar k'dei l'mo Torah. This isn't saying that a wealthy person has to put himself in a restricted life in order to study Torah. Ela hachikamar, but this is what it means to say. Afilu ein adam ela pas b'melech v'chule. Even if a person only has bread and salt to eat, ve'ein lo kar v'keses lishon ela al haretz, and he doesn't have a pillow and a blanket to sleep in, he has to sleep on the ground. That he should nevertheless not hesitate to occupy himself with Torah. Desofo limodo so me osher, because ultimately he will study it in wealth. So the meaning of the Mishnah/Brisa isn't that one who studies Torah is poverty-stricken. It means that even one who is poverty-stricken should not hesitate to study Torah because of the goodness that will bring him here and in the next world. And the last note of Rashi is he defines the word b'meshura, mita katana. So measured out, it's a small amount. He has water portioned out in small doses to drink. All right, that is the end of Mishnah/Brisa Daled. Join us next week when we'll be doing two Mishnayos from Perek Aleph.